Being Anthony, a very, very busy news day.
Yeah.
With the death of the mayor, the Pearl Jam thing. And Kevin Klein has just handed me this. You're not going to believe this one. This is coming out of Washington. Paula Jones case versus Clinton thrown out.
That's it. It's over.
It's over. In a stunning victory for President Clinton, a federal judge has thrown out all of the charges in Paula Jones' sexual harassment lawsuit, an official said today. Arkansas federal judge Susan Weber Wright has reportedly ruled that Jones had failed to produce evidence of harassment. Indications are that Jones's lawyers will appeal the ruling.
Yeah, of course. They
that
will.
Means the Monica Lewinsky thing is Dunsky, the Willie thing is Dunsky, all that stuff is done.
Well,
Clinton walks.
Well, if they find out he lied or anything, if any of those things come back up, I don't know.
Amazing.
I don't think it'll ever all go away.
You don't think so?
No.
That's absolutely a huge, huge story.
He's just breaking as we speak. I don't think he sexually harassed her in the first place. Even if he did pull his pants down and go, hey, honey, you want to, you know.
But most guys do that any Friday night in Boston.
She ran out of the hotel room. It wasn't like he, you know, coerced her out of a job or something like that. But, I think it's silly. The case was silly. Not that I don't think he's been banging everything that moves.
I think it's very obvious at this point that he's been banging everything that has moved for the last 15, 20 years. And I think Hillary Clinton knows exactly what the president has been up to.
Yeah.
I think they have some kind of agreement for political power.
Yeah, they both get whatever chicks they want.
Right. Exactly.
What do you got, man? What's up, man?
I got to come in here. I don't want to.
We're turning his mic off for a minute. If you got something for the show, give us a call. 931-1AAF. AF.
Who's this?
Opie and Anthony. What's up?
What's going on? This is Phil. I'm a listener of yours.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, I got a question for you, man.
Yeah.
This Pearl Jam thing, is this an April Fool's joke?
Yeah.
You guys suck.
Sorry. That was our little April Fool's joke for everybody.
What about this Menino thing? Is that the same thing, too?
How could that possibly be a joke as well?
Wow.
That would be a very sick joke, dude.
Yeah, man. Well,
I don't even think me and Anthony are that sick, but you got us on the Pearl Jam.
Has anybody else got you yet?
No. I think you're pretty much the only one that has figured it out.
Damn.
Matter of fact, dude, we got to go because we're going to be talking to Roger Grimsley from Jacksonville about the Mayor Menino thing.
Oh, all right, dude.
All right, brother.
Take care.
Bye. There you have it. Dude, we got Roger on the line finally.
All right. From Jacksonville.
From Jacksonville, Florida, where the Mayor Menino crash happened. He's from, Kevin's handing me this, WNWZ News in Jacksonville. Roger!
Yes?
It's Opie and Anthony from WAF in Boston. We got you live on the air. We're trying to get the latest on the Mayor Menino crash.
Yes, gentlemen. I have some details for you. I've been putting them together here in the NWZ newsroom. Mayor Menino, that's your mayor?
Yes,
Boston.
He was traveling north on I-95, which I'm sure some of your listeners are familiar with. On his way to Jacksonville, it appears, to the airport. He did have luggage in the car. In his Lincoln Town Car, and he had a head-on collision with a tractor-trailer, I'm said to report. It only happened, say, within the last 60 to 90 minutes, so I don't have many details, but it was a Lincoln Town Car. A female companion, maybe of Cuban descent, unsure of the age, but somewhat young, also in the car. There's no word on her condition, but the mayor has been pronounced dead at the scene.
Wow.
So we have a rather grim situation down here, and that's just about all the details we have.
There's no like cause of the crash or anything? Any info on that?
You know, it's really hard to tell, but it appears that the tractor-trailer crossed the median and basically became airborne.
Wow.
And went into the other lanes and landed head-on, basically.
Well, we're also hearing rumors that there is lightning involved, but...
We did have lightning. I don't know if that was part of the crash. It may have been. As far as I can tell from the scene, though, it seems the tractor-trailer jumped the median and crashed head-on to the mayor's
car.
Wrong
place at the wrong time. Yeah.
All right, there you have it. Roger Grimsley from Jacksonville, Florida.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Roger. And there he goes.
Wow.
That pretty much confirms it. Let's go to the phones next, get some reactions from the listeners, huh? Cool. Give us a call, 931-1AF. In the meantime, it's Beck.